to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
It's another Tuesday, and yes, indeed, if you look at your watch, you'll see it's 3 o'clock, so we're on time. Another episode of Dineo on Sex and Stuff, and I don't fly solo today. Interesting times, because it seems to me like this gent keeps following me into the episodes. His name is Dominic. He's back again. If you enjoy him, I hope you'll still enjoy him again today. And today we're talking, it's all about relationships now. Couples, things that couples do. We're joined by Gugula Daisy. They are in business together as a couple. And obviously they are in trof trof together. And they are in growing together as a couple. Welcome to Sex and Stuff.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
My sexies. Thank you so much for joining us. So I just want to start off, 2 seconds. You guys are in business together, 100%.
100%, yeah.
What business are you in together?
We're in construction.
Yeah.
Electrical, because remember there's building, there's electrical. So we do your maintenance, your new installations and buildings, properties. Yeah. Your generators, yeah, that's I get it. There's high voltage, there's medium voltage, so we are on the MV. We call it MV.
Medium voltage.
Yeah, like your three phase and single phases.
So that means your services are provided to what clientele? Is it residential? Small businesses.
Our
you describe it as medium voltage.
Yeah, that's medium voltage. Our client that we've had for the past 7-8 years. It's a property company.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they've got their own buildings around South Africa. So we maintain their properties, especially here in Gauteng and Pretoria.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've got buildings, 13th floor, shopping malls.
So that's Massmos.
Yeah.
That's quite mass.
It's putting food on the table.
We'd like to think so.
Yeah, I know.
We'd like to think so.
Although it's got its ups and downs. Eh?
Yes, I can imagine. Yes. Speaking of ups and downs, as a couple that's in business together, do you ever take your challenges, I would imagine, from the office to the bedroom with you? Like boardroom wars, do they infiltrate the bedroom?
Yeah, I think that's yours.
Yeah, no, it does, definitely. I'm not going to lie. And
I like your honesty.
Yeah,
thank
I'm not going to lie and say, listen, everything is always hullabaloo. Like everything, you know, we do have disagreements about ABC because he's on the going out there type of thing.
I'm going always, out there how?
Yes, like going for site briefings looking after the workers, checking if everything is running in, you know, order that we want to.
Yeah.
And I'm always home running the finances. I'm on the finance side of the business.
Yeah, isn't that a better place to be?
Yeah. And you know, people would look at us, actually not at us, but look at him funny that, Coco, why is your wife running the finances of the business? And we decided that even the business is going to be under my name. So I'm his CEO. I'm like...
Yeah, I know. The business is 100% under her name.
Yeah.
She's the sole director.
Mm.
So I'm the operations. I actually work for her.
Mm. Yeah.
Everything... Now I just go to work, go on site, do the work. When they pay, she tells me, baby, they paid.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah,
most of my friends, they'll be on some endot. Endot in this day and age.
Yeah.
What if, you don't even have logins, you don't have anything.
That's but that is a very, very relevant question. Let's be honest.
Yeah, no, it
because
is.
Because people that... When I think about most of the scars that I have... In my heart, in my life, they don't come from strangers, guys.
No. Yeah, no.
It's the people that I've loved and trusted. So that's a very relevant question, that you are putting all your trust and all your eggs in one basket. What gives you the confidence?
I think for us, we hey man, we're friends.
Transparency actually.
That is why it's easy for me to trust her with everything. I mean, yeah. We've got kids together, two girls, Erwin.
Yeah.
And I'm a working man and I'm from a stable family.
Yeah.
My parents have been married for the past 50 years, you know, and she's also from a stable family. Their parents.
So your backgrounds are similar?
Similar.
Almost similar.
Sure. Definitely similar.
50 something years, parents married, mine 46.
46, they were celebrating last 2 weeks.
Sorry, my love, to cut you. I think we both come from very stable, it's very stable for us, like families that. So as a result, we've got support both sides.
Yeah.
You know? And obviously, we grew up differently. You know, we were brought up differently. But I think at some point, Nalukoko, we gelled with our own issues and whatever, but we made it work.
Yeah. So just to circle back to you guys talking about, and I think that's the one thing that I find most interesting. Do your issues in the boardroom follow you to the bedroom? And in a sense, in a ocho hore, and I was appreciating the honesty.
You know, very funny that you should say teka. This other lady at church, sorry, I'm just going to off-ramp it, but
no,
she was saying, Muruti, we are wearing rings. Ne? Linyalo litata. Marato arona ateka. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it does happen, guys. It does happen.
Sure.
We will have disagreements. And obviously, naki kwata finally, and Koko is a smooth...
I know some people, they'll say...
Like, what do you mean? We are ninja.
Yes, because I'm the...
If invoices are not paid, remember, I'm the head of the house.
Yeah.
I need to provide for my wife and my kids.
Yeah.
So now this company is not paying my invoices. I'm stressed.
Sure.
Cars need to be paid, bond, rent, all those things.
Sure.
What happens? Everything comes back to me as a husband. What do I do? I don't know, mentally. I just lose focus. I'm not interested in anything because I'm focusing on this payment.
So it's not punishment.
It's not punishment.
I also take it as punishment when that happens.
That's a bit unfair.
But you guys don't communicate.
It's a bit unfair because
you don't communicate.
It's sex. It's psychological also.
Yeah.
So I mean, if I ain't got grand lana, no me vuga iso.
But here's my thing. You guys don't communicate when you're going through that.
They don't.
From the second episode of this podcast, we even try to have this conversation. You don't say anything. Tina, at least we even lie and say, I'm between Togo. Most of you guys, I've dated.
Dominic, for us, and I always say this is a lesson.
You guys actually seem comfortable it's not even to make a lesson. The woman feel like she's the problem in that moment.
Okay, let me give you guys something that will work for you, females, all of you.
Yeah.
Tina Singamachid.
Yeah.
I get it, this is your brain.
Yebo.
Ubuti. The moment umbamba, whether I'm quite serious, vugela. So when don't stop because I'm lelling a sisu. Umbamba's that tail.
No, but why ulelling a sisu to begin with? Why make it difficult to begin man. With? But who know my that quatile so that I don't even bother you? Who know my wanga kuno mugu fumalia?
Yeah, but now do you guys communicate and ask? Go to okay, mamela. So now 4 days, unangai, and my bunches is bunchesing to you.
Yeah.
I think that's also another thing.
We get scared because of the rejection from the onset. And I think sometimes I think this is what couples don't understand about each other. Well, not even couples, but the male and female gender.
Sure.
If you keep quiet and you don't say anything to me, I take that as rejection. And when you reject me in that way and you don't include me in what you're either thinking or feeling, then I see it as... Maybe it's a me problem.
Ash, but you know, Ute Uba scared. But now you being scared is not communicating. So how do we then move forward? I think when you're comfortable in the world,
can I also, I'm not scared. Koko knows I love sex.
Mm.
Yeah. Not, I don't really have days where I say, Coco has never said to me, and then that he says I do it when I'm fast asleep. I don't know. I said, record me so that I see.
I believe that.
Are you talking about us?
Yeah. You know the truth. Are you denying him blowjobs at 4 o'clock in the morning?
I mean, I need to go brush my teeth.
But coming back, I'll say straight out. I think each and every couple must have their amagamabo. Tina says what to see bizani ilan dukuma. Even if she's celebrant doing
it.
And then
with the kids.
You know,
only if my sister could know that we call it that because her son is away too. So we just, I don't know how we, it just.
So yeah, and then his sister, and then when we're chilling, drinking somewhere,
yeah.
Late, sure. We are kissing. We're like, okay, yeah. Tina, we are very affectionate.
I love that.
Dance together. So, tonight is the night of the pattern. I did And she likes to threaten. You understand?
Sure.
That is why I can go con.
Yeah.
About 3-4
So it makes me question consent then in a relationship, right? What's consensual, what's not consensual? If your partner we are in John Jangawe and then Nisem Cholweni like near Tandana and near Van. And then as in John Jengawe, like in the wee hours of the morning, as we're describing.
Yeah.
Certain females can be on some like, but you didn't ask me for my consent. Do we have to, as in a couple, in a relationship, keep revisiting the conversation of consent? So that if you wake up in the morning and I'm dead asleep, and then you just decide to start having sex with me, which I think in most relationships... that stuff is normal, but to certain people that thing is not normal.
Yeah.
It's like, but you didn't ask for my consent. Mm. I just woke up with you inside of me.
No. We honestly have an understanding. I mean, if kibonyozi, kibonyozi, and then I'm going to start touching. And by the way, Koko is not an initiator. I'm the initiator.
In most cases. Do gents appreciate why all the time? That?
Yeah. No, I like it. I like it because it makes me feel like nyafunwa. I'm needed, you know, to muntu amyang beggar at yeses. That's a snack, you know?
Yeah.
That, it feels nice. It feels really, really nice.
Yeah.
Why you two were not all the time?
No, but you know what? No, actually, we had a discussion about it yesterday. Because he chooses so the wrong time.
What's the right time?
Yeah.
You know our time.
Oh, I don't know.
No, Coco, you know our time.
I can't do it.
And I don't know for some reason we've been doing that for years.
So it's like a ritual.
Do you have sex any other time outside of 4 a.m.?
No, we're touching on something, a ritual.
Yeah. Is it a ritual?
No, it's not a ritual.
It's something that I don't know.
I actually say, like when I'm thinking back into here, actually, why all the time, like 4 a.m., like, come over 8, 9, 10, we're not there.
Sure.
It doesn't matter whether we've booked at a hotel, we come back from whatever place, we will not do it.
Sure.
But when early morning. So now.
Yeah, we cuddle, we'll still
I will cuddle, kiss,
and
sleep. But 4 a.m. So coming back now, I'm closer.
Yeah.
So kunalengo ma ego setting 4 o'clock. Kulapo kulapo wena as a boy, we are 13. We become a man. We do it early hours.
Oh, is it?
So, I mean, I'll take it in a way.
The community is going to scold you for sharing some detail.
It's not in detail.
It's just saying. It's not a secret.
The song is there. Ego saying, 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I'll go back and say, yeah, maybe that's why I was mnangishanga before. Because, yeah, no. That is when I was circumcised. Sure. Kaboma 4
yeah.
going down.
So, yeah. Sure.
So at least I've got my answer. Nshab.
So can I ask, for couples, like, do you think, what's the average sex a grand for a week? What would you say? Like, on average, is sex in jail? For a healthy relationship, sexual relationship.
If invoices
especially
paid,
in marriage,
yeah. If invoices paid every day. If invoices paid that week,
sure.
The whole week.
Sure.
Yeah, if I put it on, at least 2-3.
No, 3 days.
3 days is sufficient,
yeah.
No?
Yeah.
For like a
Sunday,
healthy...
yeah, because, I mean, we listen to Metro... always romantic on Sundays, yeah. Go yeah. out.
So
yeah.
Sundays is one of your sexual days.
Yeah.
Which are the days in the week?
Monday. We don't really say, okay, my love.
Papa last Monday. It's always nice.
Yeah, we see yeah. people, Baba last say all the time, ka Monday morning.
I know Papa last, yeah. The thing, the arch.
Unless
he has
yeah.
days.
That's in marriage.
Is it too much?
I mean, we've been together for 15 years, guys.
I still think, even in marriage, I think it's... No, that's little, isn't it?
Little
for who?
Yeah.
We are good.
In that 3 times a week, ne? Simunye, oh, we are one.
Njani.
Ah, this was with man 2 rounds. Yo.
That's my thing for 3 days a week, 1 round a day.
It's equivalent to 3.
We are getting old, but.
Yeah. And look, I'm sure life happens also.
I guess there are 60-year-olds that hit more rounds than
that. I'm about 16 now, actually. 16-year-olds.
No, 60. 60-year-olds.
If I act.
Say a 7, isn't it?
Yeah.
But again, how often would you say is sufficient?
Exactly. Like, why? Why is it a shock 3 days? I mean,
in a week, on average, in a month.
I cannot. And this is a fair question, and this is an honest answer.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
With my partner under the same roof, right? And I'm being as realistic as possible.
Mm.
I cannot imagine a 24-hour cycle without sexual engagement.
Yeah?
Like penetrative.
Yes.
Or...
whether it's a quickie, whether it's a long one,
how
if we
special,
have the time.
So
basically every day.
Every day is a sexy day for me. And I think like, and also I get it.
Sure.
So
definitely.
For some it's a sport, you know, and for some it's a means of communication.
Yeah.
So and if it's a both, it's a balance of both.
Sure.
Sure. In 24 hours.
Sure.
I must imagine 24 hours.
Yeah.
If ele.
Yeah.
No. But you will see when you get married and spend so much time with the same person all the time, like that is a very long time. Nalu koko, we had so much sex. We had. So much sex. I hope my parents are not going to watch this.
Whether they watch, we married.
I fell pregnant
within the first year in our relationship.
Yeah.
We had a lot of sex, guys. We had a lot. I'm not saying it has to be, but I think we are comfortable with that and it works for us.
And honestly. I get that. I completely get that because when you're now talking about the balance of life, romance, work.
Exactly. Especially business.
Yeah, things come into play. Sure. Stresses come into play.
Yeah.
But my general personal expectation on a good day, I'm not saying that it will be a problem if we don't have sex on that one particular day. If my partner's got issues that they're struggling with, or Linda, sometimes maybe I'm feeling a little bit.
Mm.
But I think in a 24-hour cycle, as much as I prioritize this, that, and the other, But I hear you because life gets in the way.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Sorry, Dominic. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Especially in business, guys, it is draining to run a business.
Mm.
Yeah.
It is draining.
So then what do you do when you are having those sexually down days and it's more than now 3 days?
Mm.
If you've put your maximum on the minimum scale of 7 days, then on the really down days when life takes a knock, then what do you both do to bring each other up? Sorry, Dominic, I know you wanted to ask what you asked.
For For me, what I really like and what I actually practice at home.
Yeah.
If I'm not at work or in meetings, I'm at home. So on those down days, I don't give any doubt. Yoguri. So we didn't have sex for 4 days or 5 days, but you are always out there. You understand? Mm. As if you are getting it some. Because I do get those questions, but...
Yeah,
Bible Putin. We do go for 2 weeks, you know.
Yeah.
When are you talking about 24 hours?
Yeah.
Two weeks.
That's my thing. If that's why I panic at 3 days, the maximum of a 7-day cycle, then that means, because you know when you're negotiating for a contract, né?
Yeah.
And then you always scale your fee on the highest.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that if they say we can't afford that, you land on your next soft one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if 3 days out of 7 is maximum,
then
I layer 2 weeks good trying and bail again.
But you know what? Now I believe that you can still romanticize your person. It doesn't have to be sex all the time. We love cooking. My husband's love language is cooking. For me, at least he compensates that with cooking.
I'll cook for you.
And he will garnish the plate as if we're sitting in a restaurant.
Yep.
And, you know, he just treats me like
breakfast,
a queen.
Breakfast.
And I can still feel the love.
Yeah.
Feel the love.
Yeah.
As in, right, because some people mistake intimacy for sex care.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some people... No intimacy as sex.
Yeah.
Yes. We go out to the hotel and what. And yeah, so that intimacy as a whole, it just covers your getting
it. It makes up.
And just like, I love my kids. I love my kids.
We've got two girls.
Two girls.
Ororisang, 14 and 10.
Ororisang and Ayola.
Ayola, yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful girls, eh?
They also cook, especially the 14-year-old.
Mm. Mm.
Like, when we at the kitchen, she's there. Daddy, what is that? Daddy, what is that?
Mm.
And then when we're out for drinks somewhere, my wife will call, Rosan, can you do whatever,
babes? I'm craving that curry.
When we get home, she's cooked chicken curry, plated.
We
understand. So for us, what I'm saying is, as your question in terms of the 3 days, how do we compensate?
Yeah.
For me, Dominique is saying, I cook for my family.
Yeah.
Sure. We, Fridays, It's a takeaway night. It's a norm. It's either we roll our own dough pizzas, we make our own burgers, you know?
Sure.
Saturday, also, we do braai or we visit friends where we do poiki and all of that.
Sure.
Sunday, church and lunch.
Sure.
That's how we live.
Do you find that prioritizing your time centered around the children together as a couple and putting the children first... and making sure that you're there for them, you're incorporating them into your own social life, yagamundlung, and so forth. Do you find that that also heightens your sexual stimulation towards each other?
It definitely does.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
Definitely. Really?
It does, yeah. Definitely.
In which way?
You know what? If there's so much love around the house, you know, the kids are smiling, they are making pizza with daddy in the kitchen or with me, there's like you can feel the love.
Yeah.
The love is there. Nah, guys, I'm not going to lie. My husband loves me.
Yeah.
My husband loves me. Go babbling barry vele. Ndate mutwantate tunzina arate musadiya.
Musadiya.
Natunzini keteng ki mutlom.
So after the cooking, when I get to my bedroom, she's wearing that sexy thing. It's like, hey, Tara.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Sure.
So kit kiki tanki. Yes. Not that...
You're both serving each other.
Yes.
And nahape, if we're not gonna... the days that we're not gonna have sex, I like going out for drinks. Let's make dinner for the kids. Let's go catch
every
up.
Week we
every go every week, week we make sure that at least we go
Thursdays,
grab a drink or two.
On Thursdays, we after our day, late afternoon, we'll go for a drink, see two. We talk about way forward. Mm. Will we be able to do this? Do you think we can, like business, we talk about it. Mm. And the kids, have you noticed this one is doing this? Mm. This one is starting to steal chips and all those. Because now I don't notice
I
she
love
does.
That. Mm.
And then, late on the same night, it's karaoke. We sing. Sure. We will go and sing quite the whatever.
See
two, got 10, 11 with every second
so, Thursday. Asisho, why again in our society and in our communities, right? When a man adores and adorns his woman like this, he's a simp. Kistlaila. Why do we say things like this? It's ridiculous.
We always get that we always get that.
But I,
your friends never started judging you.
No, they did.
Mina,
Koko, why are you always with your wife? What? Okay, guys, we're thinking.
Mina, I've been questioning.
Leave us alone. This is working for us.
Yes.
And
it works for us. It makes us who we are today. Sure. And you, even my parents know. My dad would say to me, Daisy,
we call each other
my love. My love.
Yeah, sure.
And
then the parents be like, I mean, now you guys are not fighting.
Yeah. You're still fighting. Yeah. You know?
Sure.
So, yeah.
And it, for being in business with my wife.
Yeah.
And for me, being transparent and putting cards on the table, it also assists in a whole lot of things. Because remember, in relationships, when there's no money, she knows.
Yes.
It's there. Mm. When we are waiting for an invoice or something is not paid, because I'm not hiding it, the business side of things.
Yeah.
Mm. Everything is transparent. Everything is on the table. Mm. What is in the account, she'll tell you. Or you understand? We know. So there's no fights around business.
What sort of things do you fight about? I find that interesting.
I love sneakers.
Moshimali Mategin.
Yeah, no, I love
sneakers. Most of the time, I fight with him because I find him rude. Remember, Kimotswana, he's closer. Mm. They express themselves differently. Ronare, license in Ritobile and whatever.
Yeah.
But, excuse me, ma'am. I'm not like that. No. Please don't. Please
do not mistake it. Yeah.
Same WhatsApp group. Then nsamo sadi wa mopedi then on tsamo sadi wa mosotho memo le siding. Labo ba yakwazi ukuzithoba ke labo. On tsela mo sadi wa mozulu. O gona otella mara o na le tshogonyana. Mosadi wa maxhosa le mosadi wa motswana. Di hafi. I don't know.
Yeah, call me crazy, but I Koko knows. What's the biggest clanya sa hai?
Yebo.
Me, I love my Xhosa. I love my Xhosa.
But I find Xhosa very rude, and that's when we always clash. Like, we can get in a very serious fight. Babes. Because Uteku.
Not that you find Xhosa very rude. Uti, tone is Xhosa.
Tone is very rude. To the point.
They're very harsh.
Yeah, no.
I got line up with harsh, but I'm super sensitive. Mm, I live with anxiety as well. And you make noise. You start making noise. Then the Tswana girl will come out. Yeah. Koko knows. And I'm saying to you, babes, you know what's going to happen if you do ABC, but why do you do it?
Mm.
Why would raise a voice? Because
what are the things about Daisy that totally get you off? Like in a negative?
I don't think there's any man that...
And then like honest.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I don't think there's any man that likes when you speak to your woman. And then she's busy doing something else. Like, kind of, well, ignore her, or she walks away while you're talking.
Mm.
When I get those...
That's
those,
quite dismissive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll be like, I'm talking.
Mm.
And then...
She's still walking while you're talking.
And then, as in the order, kulapha ngiphinde ngizikhuphule khona ngithe man. Inhleko yandela lo mfana. Uthi mamela, ndim utata walapha. Akekho omnye.
And then shit is...
Listen to me when I talk to you.
So if you're doing something that he doesn't like,
mm-hmm.
Why does shit hit the fan? When he does something that you don't like, you allow for shit to hit the fan. These are the understandings between male and female that I'd like us to get to.
Yeah, sure.
Because it seems like we are very comfortable for shit to hit the fan when we are disrespected as women.
Mm.
But then, then when he feels disrespected, then you must deal with it.
It is like that, but there's nothing nice,
and it gets very frustrating to the point where I don't like how you're behaving.
Yeah.
I'm disrespecting you now.
Makeup sex, hey, but
Zaki, when
the things Coco is talking about, you know, many a times we'll come across people asking us, Daisy, how do you guys do it? You know, but you guys still have that spark. What? And I'm like, guys, you know what? I can't really say do as I do because my recipe and your recipe might not, you know, work for you. So I always tell them, for us, I think it's working because the the base of this, all this was love.
Sure. Yeah.
And we and work on genuine. Nothing but love. Then now I love my husband. I'm not even afraid to express myself. No. I'm not even afraid to tell people how much I love my husband.
Yeah.
My parents are very aware about it and they know.
Yeah.
You know?
And, sorry.
Yeah, no, a lot of people... Sorry. Yeah. a lot of people admire and they want to do as... And I'm like, guys... You can't do what I'm doing and you can't do what Gogo does to me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do your own thing, you know? Let yourself be. I'm very comfortable around my husband, guys. You don't understand.
I love that.
I like what you said, Guti. The base is love.
Yeah.
You know, because we can throw around communication and say communication is important, of which it is. But then if you really love the person, like it's going to be harder for you to learn, to adjust. And
one mistake, D.
Yeah.
And then you snap. And maybe some people snap for life and they divorce.
Yes.
Because you don't really love your person.
Because gesintu bayasho vele uba isintu sithi uthando luvala uhlazo.
Ehhe.
So love will protect more than anything.
Mm.
Yes. Where there is true love.
Yeah.
You take turns protecting each other.
110.
From family, from friends, from this, that, and the other. Before we move on.
Mm.
It's not easy sustaining love. There's moments of conflict. And you were saying while she was talking and describing the things, the kinds of things that you guys might fight about.
Yeah.
You snuck in there that the makeup sex is incredible.
Sure.
And we all agree that it is.
Yeah.
It's insanely incredible. It's, but why does it take for there to be pain in order for us to be stimulated to that extreme level?
Yeah.
Why can't we just get there? Gune peace, man. Go right, anything.
I think because
we're toxic, marabantu.
Yeah, no, as humans, we are.
As human beings, I don't think I know a single human being that's not toxic.
Now we like it. I mean, look at the sports we watch. You know, rugby people are knocking each other's heads, boxing, wrestling.
That's a thing.
And it's exciting. Yeah. Action movies.
American
football. I'm tobule. You know, that girl, you know, get your blood running.
Yeah.
Get your blood running.
Yeah. So I don't think there's an answer for that because.
That's wild.
Makeup sex, man. Hey. Every couple, they know.
Yeah. Should we try and maybe intellectualize it, or should we just leave it at that? That us as human beings, we are on the toxic side of the fence sometimes with our emotions.
Yeah.
And it seems that our negative emotions, where our sex lives are concerned, seem to trigger and inspire a more satisfactory sexual pleasure.
Yeah.
100%. I think that you put it perfect.
And
that's wild.
And
it's wild, eh?
That's wild.
And some couples.
Nice wild.
And some couples.
I agree.
And some couples from the makeup sex at night. They still continue in the morning, go to get ukwatele, and then they continue ukwat. I'm like,
how does this work? You can't.
Some of them they do.
Listen.
They continue quiet again. I'm like,
Let's think. I don't think you guys have ever in your entire relationship not had sex and continue with the anger thereafter. Have you always, after your sexual intercourse, squashed the beef like that?
Yeah, it's squashed already.
My wife is not a person. She doesn't like. She doesn't like. I love cooking.
Yeah.
Sure.
Breakfast, I make mean breakfast.
Yeah.
Ne? After the makeup sex, she's up. Jonga, utusalelo, better on a plate la. Tomela.
That does not happen, if the fight still continues, then it's deeper than
it's deeper than that.
It's deeper than that.
So on the sex thing. You guys have been together for 20 years, married 15. For 15 years.
15 together, 12.
14 years.
I mean, 12 married?
14 this May.
October,
no.
Okay, we're by now. Yeah.
Okay, so out of all
take
these
the
years.
The woman's one, 14.
Like you said, the sex was more frequent and it lessened now.
Yeah.
Like, how would you describe your sex now after all these years? Which, okay, Manch, do you feel like it's got more connection, and how do you spice it up, you know, from the beginning? Because, you know, I'm sure you've heard, doing the same thing over and over and over becomes very monotonous and it becomes... So how do you guys kind of, you know?
I'm going to put it the way me na engi kabanga akon.
Yeah,
sure.
I think sex with your partner
is the most beautiful thing. Mm. Especially if you're not having sex on the outside with abanyabantu. Mm. You respect the one you have.
Very valid.
You understand? Mm. You respect the one that you are having. Like, this is my person. Mm. But if you are having other multiple partners on the side and you come and do this because you have to, because umfazi wam, I chill with guys. Ang babayisi, ang teeny, but I'm just saying, Uti, it's a very delicate situation, man.
It's almost like it's transcendent because it takes you from just being this one way with this particular person and then you start seeing them spiritually and there's no unseeing that.
Mm. Yeah.
Once you feel that way, there's no unfeeling it. Mm. It's so transcendent. It's like out of body.
Yeah.
And it sounds like madness when you try to describe it, but... Mm. If we place it on a scale of addictions, I would say it's a healthy one to have.
It's a very healthy one to have.
And when it, you know, to your relationship, man, for me, friends, hey, man, if you want a relationship to work, minimize on that.
Yeah, sure.
I'm telling you now.
People I wanted to ask you.
If you want your relationship to work,
a lot of people can get
minimize
it.
Minimize each homie. Because you know what? You will have a lot of friends. Nizokabana, cause nightlife. And apparently, I'm at the Dakota Street. Hey, where now we happy? Hey, we are Moika Ranja Nutis.
Sure.
You know, there's this other Grootman of mine. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to mention names.
At your own risk, would you be offended? But first, would you be offended that he was mentioned?
I don't think he will, because he's one of the Grootman that I know. He's always been like that.
And if you mention his name, would you feel like you're betraying yourself?
No, I don't think so. I think Naya would really appreciate it because he's always been there. Every time when I meet up with him, he knows good. I'm always with my wife.
Yeah.
Ati poi, ungalibali ne, umyeke akutsale ngempumulo. Yabona le they say you could talk on impumulo. Tina singamajita when we plumbing, siyasela, and then your wife calls. Hi, my love. But and then ubuye uthi a chance ngavaya. Uthi wena kanjani usaba umfazi utsalwa ngempumulo.
Yeah, sure.
So Le Grootman Lena, he's actually from my hometown, P. Mr. Lincoln Mali.
Yes.
He will come and say, boy, ungoyiki ukutsalwa ngempumulo. That is your life partner. That is your wife.
Yeah.
That person, so zakuba yizisena nina. Listen to her. Umyeke akutsale ngempumulo. Athi uyabona nangoku mna? Uyabona kumanti?
Yeah.
Ndiyanishiya nditsalwa ngempumulo. I think he's been married, I don't know, for the longest. I think 30 years or something. Still going fresh.
What's the line, the thin line between ukutsalwa ngempumulo and... Not ufostelo, but... Disrespect.
Because there's a very thin line. Because sometimes you know you can tell when a person is looking out for you. Mara baby beggar. Are you going back to your old habits or whatever? Versus a person telling you to when angfunu yelapo or buya manje otherwise ngizo. That's very threatening.
Ultimatum.
So we threat manje le.
Right.
Can I tell you this past weekend, ne? In my very bizarre social state over this past weekend, I found myself watching The Ultimatum, and I think I started watching it before the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's a show on Netflix. Yeah. Couples enter that show because one of them has said that they're enough of waiting. They want to get married now. And it's either this partner that's delaying for whatever reason. It's either this partner that is not running into marriage and wanting to get married right now chooses to marry them or else.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I find that there's duress in that, right?
Yeah, no.
Well, you see, that's when you start giving people the ultimatum, people must love you freely.
Yeah.
People must want to serve you, honor you. It's part of the submission process. I mean, if you submit to love, it's easy to be of service to each other. So you, there's a balance.
Sure, 100%. But then you're... And then you usual, abangan, right. And more often than not, that will say, oh, yeah, they're not standing. They flimsy like this, they're partners. It's just a mess, you know?
But and why do most men... Yes, sorry, you've noticed?
I've noticed even with women. Advice. Laws of criminal advice. South.
Yeah, this is true.
It's fine.
And you're raising a very valid point because this is why women like myself become the subject of scrutiny on social media and stuff like that because isn't Ozamvela as hambi right? But if you speak from a place of personal boundaries that you've set in your life and a standard that you have set to love yourself.
Yes.
You can't just take with you any Tom, Dick, and Harry because you want to be seen as though isn't Ozako's Hamba right.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
things make sense, they make sense. And when they don't, we must call them out as things that don't make sense. Sure. There's a certain behavior in society between men and women that just generally does not make sense. And then there's a behavior that we're all running away from. That actually makes sense. And that's the behavior of being humble. Kind with one another, soft and gentle with one another, choosing to put each other first because we are building a life, a future with each other. That's a great investment because you're investing yourself intellectually, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, psychologically, familiarly, because your safe space becomes their place too.
Yeah.
And then when this person is going to behave some type of way, they must be held accountable and you must have a boundary in place. Or else, Kanti, how are we dating?
Yeah.
So most people, Vela, that have some solid pearls of wisdom to drop on relationship advice. Vela isn't dozabo, most of them zihamba krom. I don't want to lie. Because to risk that peace, would you risk your peace if she was a chaotic woman?
Nah.
I don't think so.
Sure, not at all.
Just to add.
Yeah.
I always preach this, and I think this is what still keeps us going. In our relationship, the vocab divorce,
Oh, wow.
Ne?
Sure.
And again, never make your partner a topic when you are chilling with your friends.
Yes.
Those two.
Yes.
Yeah. Trust me.
Yes.
If you start practicing those two, never make your partner a topic. Siyaxabana endlini ngene motweni ngiya driver ngemachiteni. Uma ngifika ngathi yo chance abafazi. And I must just leave but yo mfana hayi nami ngira.
Yeah, sure.
Don't go
home in detail.
Ungene, ungene. Yeah, and yazi ingathi whatever and nalo uyafakazi, nalo uyafakazi. Never make your partner a topic. And Tina, we've said to ourselves, the vocab divorce, Aiko, as he mentioned.
Sure.
We didn't get married to divorce. We have challenges. We will face them together. Trust me, she's my support structure. I'm a person that, hey, if it's not going my way, man, you know, I'm all over. And my wife knows me. Sometimes that, okay, me again, like the kids, I'll sit... Sometimes she'll take the kids for ice cream in Sendlin, watching movies. I love movies. And I want the volume to be 100. She understands me. She'll come back. Kids, babes, let's go for a drink. Then we start talking. Yeah, man, I know you. I know you, my love. I know you and I, whatever. It's going to be fine. You understand?
Sure.
That's my partner.
Yeah.
And then we move forward. And we have... business mentors, lovely couple, advice on relationship. You know, they...
Is it important to change the company that you keep together?
It's very important. If you want the thing... If you want the relationship to work...
You have to.
And I suppose that's why you will look delusional to the rest of your friends and you will look like... But at what point is it healthy? What point is it not healthy?
Yeah.
Because there's that isolating from your community that's done by abusive people. They want you out of your people, detached from them so they can have control, dominion over you.
That
and
must
just
never happen.
Don't let it happen.
At which point do you know that this is actually healthy?
Self and acknowledgement.
Mm.
Yeah.
I must see it myself. Because when she tells me, ukuthi wena, your friends don't like whatever, ngiyaphikisana naye, I will fight with her.
Yeah. Mm.
It needs to come from you. Sure. The change comes from you, Dina.
Yeah.
Sure.
The change must come from me.
Mm.
Self-acknowledgement. And then after that, trust me, your relationship, your business, new people coming into your life. I always ask Guti, how and what? And these people are bringing change. Mm. And it's not going to happen now.
Yeah. Mm.
But the change you see, man, family orientated, respecting kids.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, and that's where we are now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where we are.
This thing you're speaking about, ayesikhathi, things taking time. Ne?
Mm.
I've often asked Guti, at what point in the relationship do you start doing marriage stuff?
Before you're even married,
Even married.
Yeah, because I also sometimes think you're actually married before you're even married.
Yes.
At what point and how far do you go with it? I think that's also a bit tricky.
Yeah.
You know,
same
nang no muntu amlana. But the days shut as fucking ring. Does that now mean Sazong Biza Baba, for example? Nah. Or in this one, like how do you or do you just feel good okay? Yeah, no.
My love.
Sure.
Meaning fake rings is a chola.
Sure.
I knew in my head.
Remember we went to PE. I'm like, babes, I'm dying with this ring. I'm with senior. You can't tell me anything about Coco. Don't.
I still have that ring. I have three rings.
So it's a jola. And we went to PE for him to introduce me to the parents.
To my parents.
Yeah.
We just had a blast. You know, listen, you were born. Coco was meant for me and he was meant for born and the kid born. Together.
Yeah, Papa.
Sure.
That's wild.
Mm. Yeah.
So, Mfethu Ngokuzwile ukhuluma earlier on that you shouldn't make your partner a topic, emajiteni.
Yeah.
And obviously, you meant like the fights, the disagreements, and all of those things, you understand?
Yeah.
But now, with that being said, emajiteni, there's this thing last ukhuluma khona, and it happens growing up. I was with this girl, I had sex with her, or like how far do you discuss sexual relations to your friends? You know, because I think there is some sort of importance. Where maybe let's say we're discussing that Esh Brur, my dick can't stand anymore because you know I'm having these issues and what. Like, how far can you go in discussing your sexual relations?
Wow. Now that we got that stuff out of the way, your question. I've got one friend. That we actually talk in detail.
Mm-hmm.
Not in detail, but out. Boy, so, I'm giving away by saying boy.
The boy knows. Boy, yes.
Yeah, because he's opened that door, Kimi. And I've opened that door, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm fighting, he's all,
Yeah.
only me and him.
Okay.
We are there.
Sure. Oh my God.
I can mention his name. I'm Zwai Bala. That's my boy. We talk.
Yeah.
You know? But again, coming to exactly what you're saying on the other side.
Yeah.
Going into detail with your wife or the person that you love, it's a no-no.
It's almost disrespectful, ne?
Besides being disrespectful, you're opening doors for your friends to look at your wife the other way.
Because
my wife will hug. Hi, Daisy, you sharp as Coco's wife. When she's hugging as Coco's wife.
Yes.
Because, yeah, na ye ukrend. Yeah, man.
It's just
boys being stupid.
Yes.
Because you opened that door.
Yes.
When?
Yeah.
So I don't.
Yeah.
It's enough, man. I'm fine as this one. They shout and Yeah, I'm shy. What is it?
Yeah, sure. Finish.
You can't go any further. What do you Chandelier, Saspina, Papigaling. You can't. Yeah.
So, Mashi, would you think it's necessary for Rama out? We just ring it because, you know, there are a lot of things.
That's cool, Evangel.
Yeah, Tina Mouta's Kulumi, especially Nama issues as Pegana now. Yabo, Tolugut, I've been puzzle 30 seconds since Camila. So, you understand? And I think those things are very important.
I'm stuck on 30 seconds.
Maramaji, you know,
and imagine long in the car.
You know, the game 30 seconds to tell the Lela. You know how quick that shit goes.
But now, here's where the problem comes, gang. Yabo, and a lot of people exist out there. But in the food. Yabo, shit. You understand? And I think Tina Ezama Auti should be more sensitive to that because Abo Mama will never understand. Yang Tona Zamukteen.
Yeah, we won't. We won't.
Yeah, and what it does to you also as the art, because Yabo, okay, I know, Jenga Mach Muntokona, you're correct.
And then you made the perfect example because Sim Shegese Sim
Kriti. Exactly. But you know, I think you'll also agree with me. I think Tina, as girls, we do talk about that. Ukutaibo, guys. Umtu isati ifiganje matangeni wathi wahla.
Yeah.
Ingakangeni nongena.
Yeah.
We do have talk. We do talk about it, Tina. No, but I think with relationships, not with marriage.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, with relationships, not with marriage.
But there are certain people, even in their marriages, they've got very loose tongues. But I think, you know, it makes me think and it makes me contemplate maturity. Because maturity doesn't also come with age, and maturity doesn't also come with marital status.
Yeah.
There are people that are married that behave in a very immature manner. There are people that are of age, a serious age, that behave in a very immature manner, also that digest information in a very bizarre manner that keeps them young.
Yeah.
Their content, the people that they surround themselves with, keeps them in that same state. They are not progressive. So, in my experience, in having just random conversations with different people in life, it's mostly in our immature years when we talk the detail of the ongoings in us, in our private lives. Actually, in relationships in general, sometimes you reach a certain stage, and not age, but stage, where you're now you're more protective of this thing because maybe you've experienced the damage of the damage that's caused when you talk about it to people in detail.
Yeah.
It's weird that even in hindsight, later on, but I also played a huge role in my mishaps.
Mm.
Maybe I shouldn't have spoken about it like that. Maybe I should have just protected it a little bit more, not expose it so much a little bit more.
And I think we have big mouths, but in the wrong places.
Yeah, the people that you have, the people around you.
Like now, the ladies, sisters, you know, tini tini, baya kuluma about how quick he came, matototwati, and I'm the man in question. Yabo, uchela umuntu wrong. Agazi gimi achele mina. Ati baby, pega kukanje. Azin, let's try exercise. Let's eat better. Let's do what. You understand?
That's what married people do. That's why I said relationships. Baba Jolan.
Yeah.
There
are people that don't know. For them, 1 minute is fine. As long as we're feeling it.
Do you think so?
Have you never come across a selfish lover that doesn't give foreplay?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so now do you think that person doesn't know or is doing it on purpose? Like, I dinner was clear, it's fine, doesn't matter. You know? So
I'm
you
not
get
too
those
sure because that's a fair question. What facts do I have?
30 seconds.
But no, 30 seconds.
Bitches in jail. Bitches, I'm there. I'm a cheater. Bitches, I'm.
But yeah, that's fine, but you can penetrate me, but the proof of your penetration, nobumnandi bayo, inyaniso liphethwe ndimi.
Emfazini,
baby.
Ah, mara nathi iphethe inyani.
Yami, hayi yakho.
What kind of nyani?
Uphethe inyaniso
la. On the penetration, nathi akwazi bonwe yano, kodwa hayi.
Uya kwazi bonela mina, but wena awuzivi ubumnandi bayo. No, but this
gives me back. Convention center.
Well, that's why ndithi uba uva.
Uva i-expert. Now, unenyani yakho, nami nyani.
Inyaniso lakho experience yoba mnandimnandi kangakanani lithi.
Wethu
not about yourself.
Sure.
Inyaniso olthethayo. It's not about wena.
Yeah.
It's about mna.
Yeah.
And then mna ndithetha ngeexperience uke experience wena ndithetha ngawe hayi ngam.
Sure.
Uyakwazi ukuzazi uba wena umnandi ufike laphi?
Yeah.
And no.
Into endithethayo.
Aza bomama banobanfeka kancane. Abomama banobanfeka kancane because you know, for the amount, and I've mentioned this, for the amount of foreplay and the knowledge, the wise wisdom women have about foreplay. Yes. So they know it's beautiful, they know it's nice, but they don't give it as often.
Can't do anything for foreplay, and you pay like four, like, kind of, where's one, where's four? Four, 12 playing in.
So there are times when I really. And maybe this is personal, I'm not sure if you relate.
Mm.
But there's times when I feel like ngenendabeni. It's fine.
Yeah.
Tofotofos into ngapheli. Loko siyathatha siyathatha
siyabo. Pianist. Kufa yonke into.
Yonke into.
Oh. Amarafuneka man. Mina don't worry.
Just either I'm tired or sometimes I'm just like I'm stimulated by you today. Like literally when we get home, let's not even talk.
Mina nyakhala mina. Mina I'm gonna speak for my brothers that don't get foreplay because it's made to seem like into yabo mama kuphela and I'm party right mina lento lena.
Oh, you guys want foreplay?
Yes.
Don't you want foreplay?
Not all the time, Tyler.
Yeah, but you pass here and there. But
make it about your gender, yourself representing you as a male.
Yeah, my gender. Yeah, I'm pretty sure every gent would like to.
Would you like foreplay? Do you like foreplay?
Yeah, yo, please, where's the blowjob?
Okay, so if this was a sample, two out of two men, which is 100% men say they want foreplay.
Oh, right.
So please teach us the females in the studio.
Yeah.
How would you like foreplay performed on you?
Yeah, we
So
just go straight to the blowjob.
Do you know when foreplay starts?
Yeah, when?
The moment you guys are thinking about it, just to touch. Starts there. Tina, as men, there's not a lot of places where you can go. Touching you,
but there's a lot that can be done. Yeah.
Okay, talk to us about that. A lot that can be done.
So like foreplay.
Yeah.
Ufika kimi ngena lapha na dineo.
Yeah.
Whatever. We playing before the sex. You understand? Man wasn't so shiny massage oil type of thing. Run me a bath. You understand?
Do men want those things?
It's sexy because it shows effort. But okay, I love young phone and I'm some guy sure.
Really?
It's nice. No, look at it this way.
I'm truly, can I be honest with you? Yeah. I'm not just reacting this way because, hey man, it's a cool thing to do. No, I'm genuinely, do men really want those things?
Yes, look at it this way. As human as you are, I am, you know? Chances are I feel the same thing, you know? So what you want to be done to you, maybe I'd also want it, you know?
Yeah.
Be nice. Look, flowers are a nice gesture.
Yeah. Mm.
Surely running me a bath will be a nice gesture.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying do it every day, but just, you know, show initiative and effort. You know, yeah. It also makes you feel like, I know, I need hit me again.
They do want that.
Man, it's not sexy. Maybe change your position. Is he 20? Ah, yeah, girl, and change from there. No. Lando, he turn off. Yeah, go look at spin. I'm full of chica.
Does he like missionary? Yeah, we do everything.
That's Mission Impossible.
Not insured. Eh?
Yeah, no.
The day they start insuring for her,
Because he's talking about himself. I know that.
Yeah.
I'm saying, and I like to always, you know, I'd always tap him and say, hey, excuse me, sir. Yeah. You cannot be enjoying by yourself while I'm busy doing ABC. And then Mina, manje, Marse, we're now right. But hey. Make me ready as well. Yes, I am ready because I'm also horny for the fact that I'm busy touching
you.
But Kukoko, I know he will sit like this, like a king.
Yeah,
but yo, mtuam, seven zanga.
Where do we get it wrong? Got woman on top. How would you like it? Like, tell us how you
I think
like
the first thing, ask
gents,
me.
Yeah.
When is this sex? Fine? Is this fine?
Mamela,
yeah.
Sure.
The pressure.
Wait. Don't move.
Mm.
Boy, as move around, like listen to each other.
Yeah. Sure. So
I'm very sure to take the taxi quite to end. Yeah, as this is told.
I was okay.
Nah, I'm a magician. No, you don't talk in that language. You are not a magician.
Well, you can tell it's nice without talking.
I read
it gets to that point, right?
You can tell it's nice.
Just like a moan.
Yeah.
A synchronization of flow, see, with the strokes.
Yes.
You see what I mean? It gets to the point where you don't really have to.
Then you know when the shit is about to hit the
fridge. Silent. It gets there, though.
Mm. It does get there.
Sex and stuff.
Last stuff, man.
I want to show you how it's called sex and stuff.
Yeah.
Sex, say one.
Yeah.
Last stuff.
Yeah.
Pull up.
With that being said, I think it's also very important where your bodies are in sync, Joba Osho. Because sometimes, I've come across, man. I think it's a blessing actually to come across Mutom Tandayo.
Mamela. Specs. Yes. His specs was big as I did. Be careful. Gents, there's one. I'm a specs. That's my because my daughter wears glasses. Sorry, Nana.
I'm just saying, Tina,
I shame. Bye. Yes,
we won't hide this from them because we won't be home.
Ah,
go to YouTube on the TV and Kangela this.
No problems. Brother's born. By Google and mother's boy.
This period, you must just put YouTube kids. Give YouTube kids go again.
There's things that we cannot, like, we can't control everything. Ne?
Yeah, yeah. Let's get into that. Let's get into that. And I like that you're raising that. We're talking about kids. We can't control everything. You're married. We're raising kids. How do you then introduce the subject of sexual intimacy to your children? You see now, as a married couple and a couple like this that's so outspoken, that seems to be so modern, do you still raise your children traditionally? And teach us a thing or two.
We kiss each other.
And you know what? I think the way, that's why I'm saying, so when we have disagreements with my husband and we've learned to stop fighting in front of them because even traumatizing, you know, they would write us a letter.
That's good. Wow.
And say, mommy and daddy, you know, it's so nice when you guys are not fighting. Please stop. And I said to Coco, hey, bruh, this just hit home. I was very emotional. I said, I didn't know that the kids, honestly speaking, because nuggets are, you know. And I said to Coco, we stop right here.
They wrote a letter.
Around what age were they when they wrote
the letter? No, this was two years ago. Yeah, 2021. Yeah. The letter is still there.
14 and 10.
14 and 10, yeah.
Sure, that's...
They love.
That's,
you know,
12 and 8.
Yeah. No, 14 and 10.
They were 12 and 8 when they wrote the letter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my kids are so loving. They hug.
So you're not really concerned. You believe that they'll emulate your affection for each other and take it into their personal
relationships. Yes, especially with our personalities. Now, I'm not afraid to say what needs to be said.
We are outspoken.
Yeah. And sometimes my daughter gets embarrassed, the old one. She's like, mommy, Kiri, yes, Mugele, I just said that.
Okay.
You know,
she's 14.
Like, hopefully, man, kontrung.
And number, now they know. Now I'm willing to date. Boyfriend is on the
end. But I'm very strict as well.
So you're disciplinarians.
Yeah,
yes.
No,
I am. Coco is not.
So good cop, bad cop.
Bad cop, good cop.
As a dad, I'm a person that keeps quiet and observe what they do. But when I speak, back hala. Because I only speak once in 5 months. But Rosang.
Yeah.
I said to you, do not like the tone.
Yeah.
And then she'll just cry. And then after an hour, hey, sorry, man. But they know the tone.
Sure.
Good daddy spoke now. So that's it.
Sure.
I think we can all take something from you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man. 15 years is no child's play in this day and age. Eh? 15 years.
Sure. What are the two things that you think make you guys formidable? Indispensable.
We're friends.
Friendship.
Friends.
And we love each other.
Love. Yeah. Yes.
That's so simple.
That's simple, straight to the point. We're not going to complicate ourselves and then say, hey,
do this. You must share pay sleep now. James.
Sure.
You know, I also wanted to add in the beginning when we were talking about business today. I was sorry to go back.
No, please go ahead.
Nalukoko, we have a duplicate Yadikatzarona for everything. When we started dating, Coco gave me a duplicate, went and did a duplicate of his card. And we still keep that till today.
Sure.
I don't even need in contact with our business after eight years.
After we started our business 2013, I've never received any
everything
in contact.
Comes to this
I've
girl.
Never received anything. Money will come, she'll tell me, okay, money is in the account. And then I'll give a list of where to pay
this,
and
pay
who
this,
and whatever. I've never been interested. Now, my goal was to make sure that there's work coming.
That's fine.
Invoices are done, admin. Money comes in. She monitors well. And I'm still happy with her doing that. Like now, the kids, my kids, they're at home. So really, what do you think they're doing? What do you think they're watching? I mean, there's everything. There's Wi-Fi. There's all of that. So when we left, like, they were, like, excited to go to we actually coming to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they're going to want to see the show. And we I mean, come on. I want to filter Ziavaya and Ziaya Yonkind. So how do we...
How do you know whether it's information overload for their age?
But do you think there's information overload these days?
I do think so.
I don't think Ayola will really understand, mm-hmm. but Rorisang, the old one, will understand because... I mean,
but again,
we talk, you know. I talk to Rorisang about boys' game. Let's get it, babes. You know what? Ne? Because I'm also a teacher. So I said to her, now what I've seen, you'll fall pregnant as a teenager, but the boy still lives his life. If he's a football player, he'll still continue with his life. So that's why I prefer to be open to her and show her the realities of, yes, you can have sex if you, maybe at that age or at that stage, you feel you want to have sex. Mara, should you fall pregnant, girl, it's all on you. And this is a good party because, now, firstly, my mom used to threaten me and say, and that's why I ran away from the fact of thinking about having babies in my 20s. I mean, our first child, and I conceived Kakoko out of all the boyfriends I had. I conceived Kakoko. Right out of all. No, man. No, man.
Anyway. Girls and their body count.
You know, almost. You know when...
Like, we will lie to you.
Like, I'm a cheater, ne? Yeah. I'm a cheater when they say, yeah, no. Hey, mean, I'm sure I'm finding shyly 50. Yeah, divide by 3. Down about. You understand?
In and girls,
when girls,
two.
When girls say, I know 6, you multiply by 3.
Multiply.
You know, exactly.
Yeah.
But our girls, obviously... what we like, there's no way they'll watch what we're talking about now.
Yeah.
Not now. You know? That's how we teach. Actually, it's she's for yeah, no.
How do you feel about that though?
Very confident. I love it.
Good.
Yeah, I love because... it. And I always say because Coco in the beginning, guys, Luna understood the love that Coco has for those girls. Yeah, I was jealous. A bit jealous at some point. Even my mom used to question the relationship. And I was like, but Mimi, I don't understand why you're even asking me that because the relationship that I have with my dad, you know, I don't have the same relationship with you.
Yeah.
And then when Coco, it was over. Because it's just 4 boys.
It's 4 guys. 4 boys.
4 guys. So then when we got girls, Coco was over the moon.
Like even now, they still, when the mom is downstairs, Rosang Ayola, yesterday, come here. And we don't need her to come, like, stay down there.
They've got a good relationship with their father.
Yeah.
So you there's know, a small, there's a very low likelihood that they would grow up and have daddy issues and
stuff. No.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, don't.
Hell no, we can't allow that. We can't allow that. Mm-mm. We can't allow that.
Mm. Are there's you single no... or are you dating?
Anya Joel.
For how long?
I'm in a song.
That's it. What a question.
I'm in a song.
Yeah, no, let's turn the tables around.
Yeah.
Have you taken a bit from them?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, same here.
And as you know, from Numuntu Ambesiringa, I'm not going to fall for the pressure of marriage. You know, because I've realized a lot, especially in Tina, in the black culture.
Yeah.
You almost get, in some instances, you get forced to get married. You made my daughter pregnant, you must marry her. You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
Or when they look na loku, you've been with her for 3 years. You need to marry her. No. All those pressures. And I told myself that I'm not going to let that happen.
And there's no love.
You know, yeah. And I am turned, yes, but. You know, I want to be sure. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of marriages also become very tricky there because ubaba wakhe umfundisi and manje bazothina esontweni. Baba akhe sayeza ke manje epheka umntanami, you know.
So you guys have to watch that show, The Ultimatum. You have to watch it.
Ne?
You have to watch that show, The Ultimatum. It gives you a different dynamic. You're one of the things that you're raising. Mm. Society doesn't allow for men to be ready.
Mm.
Ne?
It doesn't. When it comes to things like marriage, fatherhood, A, B, C, D, and E. Mm. Society gives the woman space to be ready and gives her the privilege of not being ready because she's got full autonomy on her body, right? So she decides whether we're keeping the pregnancy or not. She puts the pressure, marriage or not. Yeah. But then this show also gives you a different side of the fence where there are men that are not ready and they're expressing their non-readiness and it's uncomfortable because it's like, yeah. Oh my God, when a man is not ready, he really is not ready. Yeah. Don't force him to be ready. Yeah. And then there are men that are ready, that are paired with women that are not ready.
Yes.
And it's like, wow, when it's ready, this is what it looks like. Mm-hmm. There's no confusion.
Sure. Sure.
This it's is wild. Looks like. This is what ready looks like. Yes. Mm-hmm. You guys must watch that show. It's on Netflix. Yeah, subscribe, okay. Please. You've got subscriptions.
Yeah. And another ready that men face a lot is financial. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Because you're a man, you expected to be ready. You must have money. You're 24.
Mm-hmm.
How can a 22-year-old, you're still working, you're still picking yourself up, but now people will call you a broke-ass nigga.
Come on.
Like, when are you supposed to, listen, daughter?
Come on.
Listen, now, I was thinking of something before you mentioned that.
Mm.
I get it now, we are being blatantly honest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I hope you're not going to hit me, but okay, it's what had happened.
We're just about to play a game about honesty between genders.
Okay.
And true answers. So please kick it off for us with that honesty.
I actually want
to... Please take the honesty.
I actually want to get to financially ready as a man.
Yes.
When we first fell in love, she worked. Now, being a hustler.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I know. I've never worked for anyone in my life. I've been on the streets.
Yeah.
One thing that we had was love. I didn't have a car. I was sharing with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And Daisy, what? No. She worked.
Mm.
No, wait, my love. She worked. And the only thing that we had was love. Mm. Financially, I just had that money for lobola. Going beyond lobola, like after sitgibile, spatele, everything and everything. What is zopuma sile ini after that? I had no plan. But I wanted to do that traditional thing and make sure ukuthi we are accepted by the family, the families. She's accepted by my family. I'm accepted by her family. I only had that money to pay ilobola. And after that, we did everything, the rituals. Yes, this is my wife. Traditionally, I'm happy. By the way, we've never had a white wedding. We did the tradition one. Mm. And then we went to PE. We did the ukwamukela kwamakoti, and that's it.
And I find that should be sufficient.
Oh, it is. We are so content to say, right.
Yes. And even though we feel that that is sufficient, also, it's okay for those that want to be extravagant to each their own sometimes.
Ah, my boy, shame. Yo, 450,000 one day.
Yeah, our 10-year anniversary.
You guys got married, you didn't feel pressured for finances because I want to understand the link to the point he was making about financial readiness.
That's why I was saying, good.
I
never felt the pressure.
Yeah.
Because she understood my circumstances and where I am financially.
Mm.
As we were saying before, Tina, our finances have always been on the table.
Mm.
The money that I had was the money to pay lobola.
Sure.
And the rest, sizobamba ngezandla. We will see what is Hamba's Puma Siapi.
So Lebo Bob the Builder, Lily too.
Yeah,
you know? And most,
but anyway, I was working already at that time. But you know, I was more than willing to help and assist.
And most important thing that as black people, it gents, Mamelan, choose your wife, love your person, nichate. I'm not getting married to a mother.
Sure.
And bayamosha.
Sure.
I understand.
So you were saying.
I understand.
Yeah.
But my dad cannot tell me how and what. This is not her marriage. This is my marriage. Mm.
So you were saying it is important, above all, put your wife, put your husband first.
Yes.
Once you decide to form a union and get married, leave the nest, put your partner first.
Yes.
You will see. It was like...
Listen.
We involve you them cannot, you cannot, from time to time.
You cannot leave your mother's... dream wedding that she was supposed to have.
Yeah.
Because that's what I've noticed is that's what's happening now. Emoshayo, umamazala uyangena. Hayi umntana ndiyamazi mina akayithandi uthanda umngqusho ungena va.
Yeah. Mamazala.
Hamba uye pha. Nanga umuntu wakho uba. So luckily me and my wife, my loving. Abantu mama kinotatake.
Mhm.
They call me their firstborn. I love them to bits. They love me to bits.
Yeah.
Same as on the other side.
Mm. And this is the soft landing many people dream of.
Sure.
This is the soft landing many people are watching to learn how to sustain and maintain. Right? It is friendship. It is love. And I heard a third one, trust. Yeah,
trust.
That's what it is.
Sure.
And we should not complicate these three simple things.
Yeah.
Friendship, love, trust. Sure. So I'm going to land us on this one.
Okay.
Take this. This is, please, this is just for the gender roles, okay. Right? Not for personalization for umjolo.
Okay.
But thoughts about your own personal relationship can actually inspire the answers, right? So we ask the question, I'll start, right? We ask the question, anyone can answer. Don't personalize it too much. As a representation of what you know about your gender.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right.
Hoy the answer.
Mm-hmm. All right.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're repping the ladies. You guys are repping the gents. Right, sure. Away. Mm-hmm. All righty. How do you feel when you share ideas about sex with your partner? So how do women feel when they share ideas about sex with their partners? A, respected and stimulated half the time. Based on experience, I'm wondering now. I wonder what our answers will be. I wonder if they'll be the same. Based on, respected and stimulated, that's A.
Mm-hmm.
B, listened to. C, ignored. D, embarrassed. So how do men make us feel mostly when we share ideas about sex with them? Do they mostly, as women, make us feel respected and stimulated? A, B, listened to. C, ignored. D, embarrassed. Take a moment, pick a letter.
Is this a question for both of us?
No, it's for...
For us first.
Oh, yeah.
And then we can chop in. Which
can
letter
I
did
the
you
question
go?
Again? Let me get that straight.
So us women, when we share ideas about sex with
to the
men,
other gender.
To the other gender, how does it make us feel? Do we mostly feel A, respected and stimulated?
A.
B, listened to. C, ignored. D, embarrassed.
A.
I'm actually C.
Why?
And that's what I was saying, based on experience, right?
Yeah.
And this is where the gents can chip in.
Mm.
Based on my experience, this has nothing to do with a specific relationship, just experience with different partners. Mm. I feel like when you try and teach a man how to navigate your body, it almost falls on deaf ears. And I'm not sure if it's because the ego is not allowing for the listening to happen or the pride is not allowing for the listening to happen. But we seem to encounter the same sexual intimacy problems. I don't know how long it takes a man to figure out where the clit is. They miss it. All the time. And you may teach them, but it's almost like, but how, why do all of you get it wrong? Life location, so you see, this is why I feel most women, probably of this list of answers, we feel ignored when we are trying to share with you enlightenment on this body. It's almost like you're the only person who knows the female body.
Mm.
And I, the carrier of the female body, shouldn't know it. So what can I teach you?
Sure. Hey, and to speak on that, I'll speak for the chance. No one's personalizing anything, right?
Yeah.
To be fair, we will never understand
how good it feels to be, you know, stimulated where you have 8,000 nerve endings. Mm. Like, I don't think it will ever, I know,
yeah.
no man will ever understand how it feels, you know. I think with more communication, of course, the reminders are also very necessary coming from you, my partner. You need to help me out and say, less pressure, Tom, more pressure, faster, slower.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you've established that proper communication.
Or sometimes fair. Left, right. No, you missed a top, bottom. Mm. Okay, yeah. We just give up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I hear you, but Mina, I'll still generalize. And knowing my friends that I live with, but I am trying.
So is it ego?
Ego.
Okay, so this question is taken by the male ego.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are ignored because of your ego.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is something that you must be held accountable for as men.
Mm.
Okay, awesome. On to the next question two on my slate. Can you let your partner see you truly as you are with all the secrets? As women, can we let men see us truly as we are? With all the secrets, A, 100%, B, maybe there's a 5% we don't want to reveal, C, we hide some aspects of our personality, D, men barely know our real personality as women.
For me, it will be D.
Men barely know our real personality. I agree with you.
They don't. They choose to, like, for instance, this weekend we went away.
Yeah.
I said to my husband, baby, can I have a nigga bit in my nothing? But you're wearing earrings. You've got three earrings. Hey, which earrings?
I don't know
how long
this is an earring and what are these
studs, man.
Yeah.
Well, they're so all in the
very year. Ignorant human beings. And they don't pay attention to us. Yesterday you had green nails. Today you've got orange nails. How do you expect me to keep up with, you know?
Yeah.
They choose to ignore. And Tina, we pay attention to every little thing that they do and we need to do.
Yeah.
Mm.
Gents?
Well, it's in the question.
Can we women let men see us truly as we are with all our secrets?
So obviously the other way around, can
men... No, how do you see it from a guy's perspective?
From her answer.
Mm,
from she just answer. Gave an answer to that. So what's your perspective? She feels like you are very ignorant human beings. I get what generalizing.
Yes.
Right?
Mm. Yeah.
She feels that on behalf of women, her answer to this is men are not paying attention to us. They say things like, we can't even keep up with the color of your nails that you change every 2 weeks. Da 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 da. Do you feel that you guys are not paying attention to us?
But riding off what you just said, I feel like women sometimes they want you to know that thing and answer that thing at that moment.
We keep up with you guys, but it's too much.
Is it a lot?
No, it's too much.
Do you feel that there's something that we women should understand about the nature of a man when he says it's too much to
understand
keep up
with? Understand we're not the same.
Help us understand what is too much about it then. What's too much about it?
I can't keep up with your nails. I can't keep up with what you were wearing. And there's, again, it comes back to, I understand, Uguti, you want me to keep up with those other things, but not as men, we carry a lot in terms of this union that we have and this unity and this family, you know? And I'll make an example. I sometimes feel Guti, she's very ignorant when it comes to to business.
Mm.
Because I come back from home and she's the only person that I can tell, G'day, babes, I went to this and then this is what they say. And she'll be busy doing something. You know, I'm like, and then I'll be like, but this is what brings in money, but she's not listening to, you understand? And I feel, so it's like this. So Esau.
Yeah.
Because she's the only person that I can voice out and tell, my day went like this. Then this person did say this, and then we are going to get that work. And this, you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's okay for certain things to not be as important to you. You understand?
Yeah.
So I don't have tips on. No, I'll appreciate them on you, but they don't carry any weight for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So I'll recognize them, I'll see them, they're nice, but now you're not gonna get the response you'd want to get or you'd expect to get from a person who's close. So
yeah.
Your girlfriend will understand more.
I see what you mean.
Yeah. I think the answer to that is so both parties must not feel offended.
Mm. Okay.
When we both are not on this on par with yeah. with the feelings that we're okay. supposed to, sure. you know?
I feel you. Yeah. I feel you. Okay, sure. Number three. In the relationship, we would describe our partners as what? A, pretty and happy. B, happy, satisfied. C, they are usually pissed off. D, we hardly care anymore. We just go with the flow. This is, in general, men and women, right? In the relationship, we would describe our partners, male or female, as what? Not the people we are in a relationship with, but just men generally, women generally. Pretty and happy, happy and satisfied. They usually are pissed off. We hardly care anymore. We just go with the flow, and that's the attitudes towards each other. I think men are mostly happy and satisfied.
All the time.
I was about to say, some gents, they think when they put money on the table, it's enough for, like, why are you not happy? I'm doing everything.
Yeah.
And it doesn't end there. It doesn't matter what you can afford. I can buy this and that and that. And us men, we think, because I'm pushing and there's nothing that she's doing, like, but it's everything.
You know what I just thought of? I just thought of this now, and I love your answer. Please hold that thought. I need that 30 seconds thing to time, these answers on these games. Please, somebody remind me. Please make a mental note. If I don't remember during this shoot, I'm never going to remember.
Or we can get that guy that comes quick.
Let's keep it moving. So you were saying, sir, yes, thank you.
Yeah, no, my opinion on that is
happy and
is men they'll just because there's everything.
Yeah.
Control, you know, and you think that's enough, it's not enough. Women, Joe, and kids, they want you.
100%. So you're coming to the point that I wanted to make.
Yes.
I think men are happy and satisfied because they put themselves first in a lot of the scenarios in a relationship, right? Men will always put themselves first. And then I feel like women are C, well, D on this one. We hardly ever care anymore in the long run. We just go with the flow.
Sure.
If you've decided this man and this relationship is the hill that I'm dying on, you're just going to go with the flow.
Yeah.
And if you're not leaving that man, you're just going to keep going with the flow and you hardly ever care anymore. I'm not sure
and
if that's...
And there's no love there.
If that's a nice way to relationship...
And I think a lot of women are frustrated and agitated and just, you know, and I'm saying this based off social media.
100%.
The things that are said and written, you know, they're annoyed, complaining, men, why? So I don't think women are that... But again, on social media, you know...
It makes me wonder if we really understand each other as genders. The fourth question, how do we react when we get angry with each other as men and women in general? How do we react when we get angry at each other and the options are on your card?
So A, I express my feelings and opinions honestly. B, I feel disappointed and leave without talking about it. C, I am afraid he or she will leave me. And D, I ignore the argument.
Sure.
It's mostly B.
I think it's a C also. Repeat B again.
Yeah, so B, I feel disappointed and leave without talking about it.
So men generally...
Leaving things hanging, we do that a lot.
Men do that.
And then we will raise it in another topic and then it becomes something explosive.
Yeah, it becomes a bomb.
Yeah.
We should correct that, right?
Yeah.
We should work on it. I said B.
That was
you said C. You said C.
I said C.
I am afraid she will leave me.
I feel like women are always afraid that men will leave them. And therefore, they try their level best to support the happy, satisfied tone of a man in the relationship. Keep him happy. Keep him satisfied.
I ain't doing that.
But that's not conducive to the growth of an individual. Things must get uncomfortable. We must have uncomfortable conversations.
Yes.
We must love without attachment, without the fear that we will be left alone and without the fear that we will be abandoned. We must have healthy conflict that we are able to disagree on something and still feel safe and still feel that the relationship will stand this minor turbulence. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it's disagreements are healthy for the growth of a person. So us women, I think in general, we tend to try and not be turbulent and not be argumentative because we're afraid we'll lose him. But you are there in his life to help raise him. And there's no way he's going to grow to his greatest potential if you're not questioning
him. Yeah, that's the saddest thing.
You have to question him.
Sad.
You have to question his leadership, his decisions, his this, his that. And he must do the same for you because there's no way he must trust you as a support structure of his vision and you're not capable of holding the vision and walking with him. No. So we're afraid to lose each other and then our egos come in the way and then a simple thing that is made of love, friendship and trust diminishes.
Sure.
But you know, I think mostly it's women that fear that.
Yeah, we fear it the most. Yeah. We fear it the most. We fear to lose them. We really fear to lose you guys.
Because the other day we had a conversation, sorry to jump in.
No worries.
That men will pack their things and leave as and when they want to.
Yeah.
Tina, we will stick around for all the shit that happens.
Sure.
But
we don't really have the guts because we're thinking, oh my fuck, the kids.
Yeah.
This, that I've invested so much in this relationship.
Yeah.
So for me to pack and go, you know.
And I think a cool thing is that finances play a big role, especially in the way our country is set up and unemployment and all of that.
Yeah.
And how, you know, a lot of women rely on, you know, you get that. So the she's like, ish.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to have bread if I do this. So that's also another reason that...
Mina, getting to this, the relationship, another number one killer, gents, and I so wish couples can stop doing that. This thing of choosing your partner just because you don't have answers. And umtaka joli. But you keep on hearing that thing you go to your chole. I might as well chole. It's happening.
And I'm sure.
And partners need to stop doing that. Yekani loko ni busy kuti umuntu wako kanga amazo phume oyapi oke uphumile in the morning and then you where yeah when I can see you are not the same. We are chole. I'm sure you are being happy outside. Once you start doing that,
you're like giving him the
you like now you become numb on that topic. And well,
it's like if you keep calling a child stupid, they're gonna give you a stupid attitude in return.
Yeah, I'm already stupid.
I'm already stupid, so I might as well.
Stupid stuff.
100%. Listen, we have run out of time, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh,
I have more questions on the game to play, but we're gonna forfeit those for a different episode. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And the openness to share and put yourself in a space where you could easily be criticized by the public for the way that you guys are choosing to do stuff. But I think it's a beautiful thing to watch. I enjoy watching positive love, black love, you know? It's a rare thing and it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So, Raleboha, for sharing your time with us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Quickly, before you go, we haven't done a sex tip in a while. Please give us a sex tip from your bedroom to us that we can possibly use. Anything that you guys do that works... You know,
but
60.
Okay, said, clearly we know. Don't spin.
Don't spin.
It's
no spinning cuckoos on this one.
No.
Yeah.
No
spinning meaning I'm a spin on top of his dick. How am I gonna spin on top? Like I'm not a wheel. I'm not designed to spin on top.
No, it's not gonna work.
Mission impossible.
What do you guys do that works for you? Any position that you guys really enjoy, that is your go-to position, like. On a lazy Sunday, Metro FM in the background, beetroot smelling on the stove, and you're like, one quick one.
Our lazy position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just me facing Rimaso.
What, side to side?
Yeah, side to side.
Spooning.
Spooning, yes. That's our lazy position. We like,
So for a lazy Sunday afternoon, please do spoon. Oh my God, and it rhymes! For a lazy Sunday afternoon, please do spoon. Yeah. Thank you so much for your time. This was
thank you for having us, Dinel,
on Sex and Stuff. You're most welcome. We'll do it again on the next episode, yeah? Thank you very much. Mwah. Bye, sexies.